Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
So welcome, Rachel Lempa, to Straight Talk with Patty.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Super. Good to have you. It's a sweet moment of restoration. You know, before we start off, Rachel, this question just hit me. If you could describe your walk with the Lord right now in one kind of word or phrase, what would you say?
I think definitely the word that has come up a lot recently is gentle. I think he's being really gentle with me, and it's allowing me to be gentle with myself and with others, and just being able to receive people and receive his call and his words and his guidance in a gentle way. And I think a lot of my life, it's been like, go, 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 and do, and, you know, stay strong, and this whole thing. And I do feel strong, actually, but almost with a gentleness to it.
That's a sweet connection.
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to talk about two of your songs and some other things as well. But the first one, let's start out on Always Be My Home. There's a line in there. You talk, Rachel, about, I want some information. I call it the Rachel Lampert Concordance is what I want to open today. There's a line in there. You said, I won't be afraid to turn back down the road because your heart will always be my home. Pass along some insight, some heart info from your heart to the listeners about that Rachel Lampert Concordance. What's behind that? What are you saying to the listeners?
Well, it's crazy. I haven't thought about that song in a long time because that was almost, 18 years ago. Whoop. Yeah. But I do remember, I do remember this song being so important to me, and being able to perform it and speak about it was a big deal because I was 14 when I recorded that, and I was traveling and on the road, and the idea of home was really different than I had known before. And I realized that while home is a beautiful thing, the physical house and the physical home, it really taught me that home, it does live inside, and it does live in our hearts, and where God dwells in us, that can be home. And that's always been, you know, something that I've carried with me as a person who has traveled my whole life. Even though I do miss, you know, my home cooked meals and my bed and all that kind of stuff, I always found such comfort in knowing that I could feel that sense of home within me.
You know, and you said you were 14 when you recorded that. How did God even draw you in to this avenue?
Man, I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, went to a public high school, had never even heard of Christian music. They asked me to sing Christian music at an event that was going on, you know, in my hometown. And I didn't know what that was. So I sang Whitney Houston songs. I sang The Preacher's Wife, the whole soundtrack. And I said, is that right? So that led me to meeting a lot of people in the music industry out here in Nashville, and eventually kind of made lots of relationships and felt really at home with Word Records out here. But honestly, in me, it was like, I was 14. I was just getting to know what it was like to live out my faith and then to live it out publicly. And so it was really cool because I was surrounded by people that weren't trying to push me beyond where I really was, and to be honest with my peers about who I was and how I saw faith, you know, and God through my eyes as a 14-year-old. So I was really happy and to be able to grow with God in that way, because I think in a sense he used music to get to my heart too. Just, you know, as a kid who grew up, you know, in a town that didn't have a lot of churches, it was kind of his way to my heart, I guess. Yeah.
Nice chiseling.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So keep going with me. Stay back those 18 years ago when you did Always Be My Home. Now let's go to My Father's Heart. Okay. Before I ask you the lines that I really want some insight on, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I mention that song, My Father's Heart?
Oh, well, I remember it being my dad's favorite song. And I don't know if like somewhere in his head he was like, I'm the father. But he always thought that song was so beautiful. And that song, we recorded the strings in London at the at Abbey Road. Yeah, and so just hearing that song just without vocals or anything, and just hearing it with just strings was like so transcendent. I feel like God, that was one of the first times that I was like, oh, wow, he really does move through music, and he moves. He's a physical movement. And, you know, you just sometimes you just kind of think, oh, music is just a thing and it's something we enjoy and dance to. But there's definitely a heavy presence of God when it's there, it's there. And I always felt that with this song. This is still one of my favorite songs.
Deep, touches those deep places. Like you said, music is its own language.
Yeah, it really is.
Talk to me about this line. Give me some insight. Pass along to listeners insight behind this line. You said, my love is not my own. It all belongs to you. Break that down for us, Rachel.
Yeah, I think this line is mostly about kind of, I think when I was young, I was really worried about humility and coming across, you know, humble and just trying to get out of the way, I guess, and allowing the music to speak and for God to speak. And I think a lot of times it was confusing for me as a kid to be like, well, you know, well, why do I deserve this? And why would they listen to me? And I remember my brother, who was traveling with me at the time, was like, it's God reflecting through you. It's God's love coming through you and back out and continually filling you and coming out. And I thought that was so powerful because it just trumps all of our, you know, all the games that we play in our head about, I don't deserve this. And I don't, you know, it's ultimately what he's doing through us. And so my love is not my own. It all belongs to you. It's like, even the love in my heart, it's to continue to give and to not hold and hoard the love that I have, you know, that comes from God. And so, yeah, it's got a lot of meanings, I think, for me. And at the time, it had a lot of meanings, but mostly about continuing to give love.
Reminds me of that conduit being in and through so we don't get in the way. So you've been doing some touring with different groups, with Hozier, you said, for 2 years, and Vince Gill, Amy Grant, Boyz II Men, and Destiny's Child. And okay, talk to us. Because when I was reading that, I thought, oh, look, she's like the Jesus follower in the midst of everything, and God makes the impact. Rachel, talk to us. What taste of God did you hope that your life left in their attitudes after you had spent moments with them?
You know, I think especially when I'm in close quarters and day after day after day in buses and airplanes and living life like that, the thing that speaks the loudest is me being willing to hear and receive others, even more so than I have to give them. Like, I, you know, I don't want to be like, here's all this information I want to give you, and this, here's all my stuff. I would rather receive someone and hear them and listen to them and build something with them, and then for God to speak through that. So I feel like a lot of what God has done in those scenarios is shown his character. As much as I can, as a human can be true to him, I try to just reflect his character and let that speak, you know, especially with people who, I mean, there are a lot of people I've worked with that know all about God, know all about the Bible, but have had a bad experience with Christianity and all of that and church and stuff. And so I would rather not, you know, add to that. I would rather show them, they know from day one who I believe in and who I love, and then show them what that looks like in my life, you know. And I just think that leaves room for God to actually do the work, rather than to, scare him away, I guess.
How God does that thing he does.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so talk to me a little more. You know, you talked about receiving and listening. Yeah. Break that down. What do you mean when you say that?
Yeah, well, it's something that I actually learned. Actually, it's pretty much a quote from this man named Father Greg Boyle, and he runs a nonprofit in LA called Homeboy Industries, and they take in ex-gangsters and ex-people just coming out of incarceration and help get them out of gangs and out of harm's way, basically. And his whole motto is just, we need to stand with our brothers and sisters in awe of what they have to carry. And instead of coming at them with our agenda, take them in and hold them and tell them that God's love is for them and meet them where they're at. And don't tell them, you need to be here. You need to be at this certain place to be my brother or my sister. And, you know, the nonprofit that me and my siblings run, People Loving Nashville, we try to do the same thing. We don't say you have to be a certain kind of person to participate in what we're doing. You are already loved and already accepted, and we just want to be with you, be with each other, and be the body of Christ together.
Amen. Meet people where they are. Okay, tell us more about how, if people want to get involved with what you guys are doing here, or ways just to be in touch with you, in contact.
Yeah. So People Loving Nashville is on all the sites, peoplelovingnashville.com and all the socials. And we have many programs that we kind of get involved with in this area. So if you're in Nashville, come hang out with us. And then for me, yeah, same thing, just Rachel Lampa. I think it's rachelampamusic.com and then Rachel Lampa on Instagram and Facebook and all the stuff. Just Google it. You'll get there.
Right. When in doubt, Google.
Yes, absolutely.
How about as we wrap up, is there a closing thought, comment, song, prayer request, or something comes to your mind that you would love to pass along to everyone?
Well, I'm just in awe of you, you know, and what God has done in you and what you've had to carry and what you've had to come back from. And, you know, it's just a perfect example. Somebody asked me a prayer request today, and I just asked that my heart would be softer and more open day by day. And again, I think that makes room for us to connect with people and to hear their stories, to feel them, their stories. And I think, yeah, I'm so struck by how God continually talks about us being together with each other and, yeah, being part of each other's stories. So I count myself part of your story now and you part of mine. And that's beautiful.
That's what I call God rich. Yes. And how he does that, how he weaves the webs of life for such a time as this. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thanks for being a part of Straight Talk with Patty today, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.